The Teacher's Key. Finding the answers for learning. A program designed to help homeschoolers and educators transfer knowledge successfully to their children and students. Now, here's Kathy Sandiford with today's Teacher's Key.
So have you ever noticed how some people are more coordinated than others? You know, they're coordinated, they have good body awareness, and they have well-developed gross motor skills. Now, gross motor skills include the coordinated use of our large muscles that control our arms, our legs, and the core of our body. And gross motor skills, they aid in sitting, walking, eating, running, throwing a ball, rolling, lifting, and all sorts of functional daily activities. Now, for younger students, they are building gross motor skills, and there's no end of games and activities to aid them. There's creeping, crawling, bubbles, riding a tricycle or a bike, jumping, rolling, running, and any big body movements. Now, as students get older, we need to keep them moving and improving their gross motor skills. So building core strength by squatting, maybe while you're drawing on the sidewalk, that's one example. You can go hiking on an uneven trail, jumping rope, swinging, horseshoes, sports, and my favorite, crossing the midline. These are all great activities. And even as adults, we want to keep balance and core strength activities as a daily routine. So walking, swimming, core exercises, and gardening all help us stay coordinated. Being in quarantine does not mean stop activity. It is imperative that we stay active, strengthening and building our gross motor skills that keep us coordinated and balanced.
This has been The Teacher's Key from Faith Music Radio. For more information about this program, visit faithmusicradio.com.